Good morning, everyone.
早晨，各位早晨。我都識講，但係如果用中文講到咧就
go downhill. So, let me introduce myself so that you get to know me a little bit better.
我自我介紹一下，因為你哋可能唔係個個都識我。
My name is Tommy.
我係 Tommy.
I've been at this church for 16 years.
我喺呢個教會已經有16年咁耐。
The first time I came to this church, I was sitting right where that seat, the second row.
我當時係坐喺第二行嗰度。
So I was in that. I came to the Cantonese, and that's where I first came to church. I came to the Cantonese service, and then I barely understood anything.
我當時係嚟廣東話嗰個服務，我唔係幾聽得明。
But it's okay. God used it to save me.
大神救咗我。
So I came to this church 16 years, and I became a Christian 10 years ago.
我嚟咗16年，我係10年前成為一個基督徒。
And by the time I was 21 or 22, God called me to pastoral ministry.
喺我21、22歲嘅時候， 神呼召我。
And so 4 years ago, the church OBC supported me to go to seminary.
4年前教會支持我， 入咗嗰個學校。
And so I'm very honored and happy that I'll be graduating from seminary this Friday.
我好高興咁講俾大家聽，我呢個星期五會喺嗰度畢業。
And so I invite you to come. You can come.
我邀請大家嚟觀禮。
And so we just did a scripture reading on Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 to 14.
我哋啱啱讀咗 馬太福音嗰段經文。 7章13到14節。
And so to begin my message, let me ask you a couple of questions.
在我講道之前，我想問大家兩個問題。
Where are you at in your journey of faith?
你在你信仰的道路上在哪裡呢?
Are you walking the right way that leads to heaven?
你是不是在走正確的路,通向天堂的路?
Are you following the only one that can lead you to everlasting life?
你是否在唯一那條可以通向永生的道路上呢?
To understand the passage that we just read in Matthew, you would need to understand the context that led up to this chapter and verse.
要想明白這個訊息，我希望大家要聯繫上下文。
From Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7, these three chapters are known as the Sermon on the Mount.
在馬太福音5到7章是 大家都知道的那個山上的講道。
The Sermon on the Mount is a collection of Jesus' teaching on the theme of discipleship.
山上的講道是基督和門徒訓練的主題。
And discipleship means the nature of being a disciple or follower of Christ.
門徒的意義就是要跟從主耶穌。
And the idea of discipleship is the process of making a follower become more and more like Christ.
而門徒的意義是為了使他的跟從者更加似耶穌。
The sermon deals with the righteousness required of his disciples.
這個經文是告訴我們要成為門徒的正義。
And the nature of living in the kingdom of God.
和在神國裏面的本質。
And the blessing and persecution that they will know as followers of Christ.
還有和成為基督的門徒的祝福和迫害。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 is essentially the beginning of Jesus' concluding message of his sermon.
馬太福音的7章13節實際上是耶穌的經文的主題。
His concluding message is meant to call everyone who's listening to respond to his sermon.
他的結論是要大家聽從他的召喚。
And with any good sermon conclusions, Jesus is calling everyone to make a vital choice.
在这个结论里面, 耶稣叫大家要做一个选择。
He warns everyone or warns the listeners by giving them an illustration known as the narrow gate and the wide gate.
佢俾我哋嘅一个图画系喺我哋面前有一个阔嘅门同埋一个窄嘅门。
Jesus points the listeners to the right direction by commanding them to enter by the narrow gate.
耶稣呼召大家要去争取进入嗰个窄嘅门。
What are the reasons for such an urgent command?
点解要有一个咁紧急嘅信息呢？
We can observe the reasons found in the following verses.
我们可以从以下的经文里面看到。
First, there is the gate and way that lead to destruction, but many people are on this path.
第一，是因为那个阔的门会引向毁灭，但是上面有很多人。
Second, there is the gate and way that lead to life, but only a few are on this path.
而通向永生的路和门都是窄的，很少人可以找得到。
Based on this passage alone, Jesus is describing two gates, two ways, two destinations, and two groups of people.
在这个图画里面，耶稣为我们展现了两个门、两条道路、同埋两个终点、同埋两群不同的人。
First, you will notice that there are two gates.
第一，是那里有两个门。
There is the gate that is wide.
第一个门是阔的门。
Jesus is describing a picture of a large entrance that welcomes everyone.
耶稣给我们看到一幅图画是一个大的门里面很欢迎大家所有的人。
Many people can enter all at once without any difficulties.
很多人可以同时进去没有任何的困难。
People can easily notice the wide gate.
大家都可以看到那个大的门。
And they can bring their belongings to this gate without any personal sacrifices.
而他们可以带着他们所有的东西，不需要有任何的困难。
They can bring their personal possessions, their wealth, their self-determination, their love of self, and their love of the world.
他们可以带着他们的财产、财富，带着他们对这个世界的眷恋和任何的思想。
This wide gate is attractive and popular because it leads to the easiest way.
这个阔的门很受欢迎，因为它可以带大家去到一条很容易的路上。
And then there is the gate that is narrow.
然后另一边是一个窄的门。
When Jesus commands the listeners to enter by the narrow gate, he commands them to follow him and enter into the kingdom of God.
当耶稣呼召大家跟着他入这个窄的门的时候，他也是呼召大家跟着他去天国的道路。
In John chapter 10 verse 9, Jesus says this about himself.
在约翰福音十章九节，耶稣是这样说他自己。
I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
我就是门，如果入去经过我，他就会被救，而且会入到去牧场。
Following Jesus or entering by the narrow gates is the starting point of a journey that ultimately leads to heaven.
跟随主耶稣同埋进入嗰个窄门，系为咗俾我哋最终可以进入到天堂。
Following Jesus must be a personal decision.
跟随主耶稣是一个个人的选择。
You cannot rely on someone to make that decision for you.
没其他人可以帮你做这个决定。
You must confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead if you want to be saved.
你必须要口里承认，心里相信主耶稣是从死里复活，你才可以得救。
The narrow gate is difficult for even a relatively small person to pass through without some distress.
那个窄的门可以说是一个 很瘦弱的人都会有点困难才入到去。
The reason is because there is no room for a person to bring his or her personal belongings.
原因是因为我们不可以带着我们自己的东西入去。
That person must deny himself and love God more than self, more than worldly possessions and earthly relationships.
这个人必须要将主放在比自己更重要的位置上，不要带着这个世界的财富。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus makes it very clear that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
在马太福音六章二十四节，耶稣讲得很清楚，一个人不可侍奉二主，他只可以服侍一位，他奉献一位，讨厌另外一位。你不可以既服侍主，亦服侍金钱。
So that was the first thing. There are two gates.
所以第一个是有两个门。
Second, you will notice that there are two ways.
第二，你会看到上面有两条路。
There is the way that is easy.
第一条是容易的路。
It literally means roomy, spacious or broad, which could also provide a sense of ease and comfort.
那里很阔，上面很平稳，很容易，很舒服，可以在上面走。
Because everyone is welcomed here, this is the road where different worldviews are tolerated and accepted.
因为大家都在上面都受欢迎，所以这条路的意义就是说所有的人都会被接受，你的想法，所有不同的想法都会被容忍。
Thus, they view themselves as open-minded people.
所以他觉得大家都是很开放。
This is the world where people can have different opinions and perspectives about God, humanity, morality, destiny, and knowledge.
在这条路上，所有不同的观点，关于宗教，关于人性、道德、命运和知识都会被接受。
It is the road where all religions join as one and teach that all religions lead to the same place.
在这里，所有的信仰、不同的宗教都会被联盟，教我们说所有这些宗教都会将你带到同一个地方。
But let me just tell you, it does lead to the same place, but it is not heaven.Rather, it is destruction.
我可以告诉大家的是，这些宗教可以带你去同一个地方，但是那里不是天堂，而是毁灭。
This is the road where sin, wickedness, and evil are tolerated in our society and culture.
在这条路上，罪恶、邪恶都可以被这个社会接受。
Those who live for themselves and not for Christ are also on this road.
在那里为自己而生存，而不是为了基督的，亦在这里上面。
And then there is the road that is hard. There's the way that is hard.
然后是这个困难的道路。
You may ask, well, how hard is hard?
你可能会问，几难是叫做难呢？
Well, consider the teachings from the Sermon on the Mount.
我们可以思想一下山上的讲道。
Is it hard to love your enemies?
爱你的敌人难不难呢？
Is it hard to be persecuted for being a Christian?
因为是基督徒而被迫害，是不是困难？
Is it hard not to be fiercely angry at someone?
有时想不对一个人很发怒，是不是会困难？
It is hard because the cost of following Jesus requires followers to grow in holiness.
困难是因为要跟从基督在圣洁里面成长。
In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 verse 20, Jesus said this to his disciples.
在山上的讲道，马太福音五章二十节，耶稣是这样说的。
For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说，我可以告诉你，如果你的义不是胜过那些文人和法利赛人，你就永远都不可以上入到天堂。
The disciples of Jesus are to live radically different kind and quality of righteousness than the religious leaders of that time.
耶稣的门徒在那个时候要过一个完全不同的，比宗教的领袖更加正义的生活。
And such pursuit of holiness and righteousness in following Christ would cost you your life.
而这样去追求圣洁和正义是会令人丧失生命。
In Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 25, Jesus makes it very clear that if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
在马太福音16章24到25节，耶稣讲得很清楚，如果有人跟从我，背上他的十字架跟从我，所有为了他救而丧失生命，而当他们丧失生命，是在我的名下的，他会得到生命。
The call to follow Jesus is a call to suffering.
而跟从耶稣亦相当于去受苦。
Following Jesus could result in physical death.
跟从耶稣有可能会走向死亡。
In that cultural context, when you see someone carrying a cross, it means death and execution.
在这个文化背景，如果你看到有人背着十字架，可以是说他是去被受死。
In John chapter 15, verse 20, Jesus said, If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours.
在约翰福音15章20节，耶稣说，如果他们如果他们将我受死，他们亦会将你受死，但是如果你保持我的话语，他们亦会保持你们的。
And that is the exact expression from Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12.
在提摩太书3章12节。
And Paul says this, Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
保罗当时是这么说，真是所有会过一个圣洁生活的人都会被受死。
Even though it sounds uncomfortable to follow Christ, Jesus promises that those who lose their lives for his sake will find life.
虽然听上去是很难过，但是耶稣保障所有在为了他的名而受死的人都会最终找到永生。
In Matthew chapter 5 verses 10 to 12, Jesus says this, and maybe Bindi can read that passage. Matthew chapter 5,
在马太福音5章10节，为义受迫害的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、迫害你们、捏造各样的坏话诽谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样迫害他们。
Indeed, there are two, Jesus is describing two ways here.
在这里耶稣给我们看到两条不同的道路。
Third, you will notice that there are two destinations.
第三，你会看到两个不同的结局。
The wide gate and the easy road lead to destruction.
那条阔的门和容易的道路会带向死亡。
Perhaps we hear Christian teachers and pastors teach us that there is a cost to following Jesus.
虽然我们听到教导说跟随主耶稣是会有代价。
I believe that Christians and non-Christians need to hear that there is a cost to following Christ.
我相信基督徒或者不是基督徒都应该听到跟从耶稣 会有代价。
But there is the other side of the cost that we need to consider.
但是在另一方面，我们也都会需要考虑。
What is the cost not to follow Christ?
如果不跟从耶稣，代价是什么？
You need to count the cost of not following Jesus. Now, I don't know where you guys are at in your relationship with God, because perhaps maybe there are some of you in this room who have chosen not to follow him, or maybe there are some of you who are apathetic and or indecisive about following Christ.
我们要考虑不跟从耶稣的代价，或者我不知道大家在这条路上的哪里，你的决定是因为什么？但是如果不跟从耶稣，代价会是什么？
And the cost of not following Christ is that you will face destruction.
这个代价，不跟从耶稣的代价，就是会面对灭亡。
And the ultimate destruction of a person is eternal separation from God.
而最终的毁灭，就是永远地与神分离。
People are separated because they have sinned against a holy and righteous God by their unbelief.
人是因为他不相信我们圣洁和正义的神，所以他会被永远地分离。
They chose to follow their own ways rather than to follow Christ.
他们宁愿跟从他们自己的想法，而不是跟从主。
1 John chapter 5 verse 12 says,Whoever has the Son has life, but whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
在约翰一书五章十二节讲到，所有得到儿子的人都得到生命，而没得到神的儿子的人就得不到生命。
The cost of not following Christ is losing Jesus himself.
不跟从耶稣的代价，就是永远地失去耶稣他自己。
He has the words of eternal life.
他有永生的话语。
If you do not have eternal life, then you are subject to eternal punishment.
如果我们得不到永生，我们得到的就是永远的惩罚。
If you choose not to obey Christ, then you shall not see life, but that you are guilty of your own sins,And the wrath of God will be on you.
如果你选择不跟从耶稣，你就睇唔到永生，你个人嘅罪会得到神嘅愤怒。
And I want you to consider that there is a cost of not following Christ.
我希望大家都会思想唔跟从耶稣嘅代价。
And don't make this huge mistake of not counting the cost.
而唔好做犯咗呢个错误，冇计算到呢一个代价。
There is the narrow gate and the hard road that leads to life.
而嗰条窄嘅门同埋困难嘅路会引向生命。
It is only the narrow gate that leads to heaven.
只有窄门可以走向天堂。
In our world, there are many religions and philosophies that invite us to follow their worldview.
在这个世界上有很多不同的宗教和哲学都邀请我们跟从他们的观点。
Everyone is trying to seek for truth and find their way to heaven.
大家都很想找到真理和 天国。
All other religions teach us salvation is accomplished by human achievement.
所有这些其他的宗教都教我们说，救恩是可以从个人的成就里面得到。
Those are Satan's religions.
那些是撒旦的宗教。
And they are based upon man's ability, effort, and good deeds to earn heaven.
他们是告诉我们要用人的努力做好事来得到天堂。
But Christianity is the only unique religion that differs from all the other religions.
而基督教是唯一与这些不同的宗教。
Only Christianity is the religion of divine accomplishment.
只有基督教告诉我们神圣的成就
And that is, salvation is accomplished solely and only by God through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection.
他告诉我们听，救恩唯有从耶稣基督的死和复活里面得到。
And in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus says this about himself. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
在约翰福音14章6节，耶稣说，我是道路，是真理，是生命。除了通过我，没人可以去到父那里。
Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
在《使徒行传》四章十二节，除了通过耶稣，在天下没有其他的名可以靠着得救。
You know what that means?
知不知道这些是什么意思？
It means Buddha cannot save you.
这个是说佛教不可以救你。
Confucius cannot save you.
孔子救不到你。
The Pope cannot save you.
教皇都救不到你。
Only Jesus can save you.
只有耶稣可以救你。
Jesus Christ is exclusively the only way to heaven and salvation.
耶稣基督是唯一的去天堂和救恩的道路。
And at the same time,He inclusively calls and commands everyone to forsake their religion and their self-righteousness and to follow him and enter the narrow gate.
同时他很包容地邀请和命令所有人都放弃他们的信仰和自以为是而跟随他进入这个窄门。
So that's the third thing. You notice that there are two destinations.
第三样，你会睇到系有两个唔同嘅结局。
So number four, you would notice that there are two groups of people.
喺第四点，你会睇到有两群唔同嘅人。
Many, many will enter through the wide gate and walk on the easy road that eventually leads to destruction.
好多好多嘅人都入咗嗰个阔嘅门，行喺嗰条容易嘅路上，而佢哋系走向灭亡。
Because many people are going to this gate and walking on the road, one can perceive that these people may be walking in the right direction.
因为有咁多人喺嗰度，或者大家会感觉到嗰啲人系行喺正确嘅路上。
It may seem like they have the right answer because there's so many people.
以为佢哋都知道正确嘅答案。
It may seem like they're doing the right thing.
好似佢哋系做紧正确嘅事。
And this is where bandwagoning starts happening and people are jumping onto it.
咁就好似有花车行过，好多人都跳上去。
But unfortunately, the majority is not always correct.
但系不幸嘅多数唔一定总系正确。
Then there is the few who will find the narrow gate and enter through it.
然后有好少嘅人揾到嗰个窄门而入咗去。
If you read through the scriptures, then this should not be a surprise for us.
如果你有读圣经，这个就应该唔系好令人惊奇。
In the Old Testament, there are always the small group of people who follow God's way, while the majority rejected and rebelled against God.
喺旧约里边，总系有一个小群嘅人听从主。听从神的话，而大部分的人拒绝和反抗神。
You can think about Noah's family who survived the flood while the majority drowned.
你可以思想诺亚的家庭存活下来，而其他的人都被洪水浸死。
You can consider Joshua and Caleb who were the only ones from the first generation of Israel released from the Egyptian slavery.To enter into the promised land while the majority of the first generation died in the wilderness.
你亦都可以思想下，约书亚同加勒是唯一的第一代以色列人从埃及的奴役里面逃出来，而大部分所有的第一代都因此而死了，没有去到落土。
And a question you might ask is, well, how few is few?
或者会大家会问，几少人系叫做少呢？
Who are the few that can be saved?
边啲系嗰啲好少嘅人可以得救？
What are the numbers? Give me the numbers.
嗰啲数字系乜嘢？
Well, we just read this in Luke. We just read this during worship. But in Luke chapter 13, verse 23, someone asked a similar question.
在路加福音13章23到24节，有人问了同样的问题。
Listen as I read Luke chapter 13, verses 23 to 24. And someone said to him, as in Jesus, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
在路加福音13章23到24节，耶稣对众人说，你们要努力进窄门，我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。
Jesus himself, as we just read, Jesus himself does not answer the question because he does not want anyone to speculate the numbers.
耶稣他没有直接地回答这个问题，因为他不希望大家都注重在那个数字上面。
Rather, he responds by telling them what the individual should do to be saved.
然而他讲给我们大家听，我们需要怎样做才可以得救。
And that is to enter through the narrow door or to follow Christ.
而这个途径就是要进入窄门和跟随主耶稣。
Salvation is by grace through faith in Christ.
救恩是从信仰里面得到。
Nonetheless, John MacArthur, who is a pastor in America, comments on this passage.
有一个美国的传道家麦克亚瑟，他是这样讲。
Entering the narrow gate is nonetheless difficult because of its cost in terms of human pride.Because of the sinner's natural love for sin and because of society's and Satan's opposition to God's truth.
他说进入窄门不用说是很困难的，因为他要人放弃自己的骄傲，因为罪人对罪的喜爱，但是因为社会对耶稣真理的对立。
We are to turn away from sin and to turn to God and follow Him, placing our faith and trust in Christ for the forgiveness of our sins.
我们需要从罪里面转回而跟随神和主耶稣，将我们的信仰放在他们的手上，求他们的饶恕。
The illustration about the narrow gate does not mean that someone can stand on the fork road and ponder the decision for the rest of his or her life.
在这个图画上面，关于这个窄门和窄的路，讲给我们听的不是说我们可以站在那个分叉路口上面思考，用我们的一生来做决定。
It is as if standing on the fork road or sitting on the fence could become a third option.
就好似话，如果企喺嗰度唔向前行嘅话，可以系一个第三嘅选择。
But let me tell you this.
但系我想讲俾你听。
If you choose not to enter by the narrow gate and follow Jesus, then you have by default chosen the wide gate and the easy way.
如果你选择唔入嗰个闸门跟从主耶稣嘅话，你虽然冇入到阔嘅路，但系你亦都默认咗选择进入阔门同埋容易嘅路。
Please don't put off this important decision of following Christ for later.
请大家唔好将呢个重要嘅抉择放响以后。
Don't wait for the next hour.
唔好等一个钟。
Don't wait till next week.
不要再等一个星期。
Don't wait until you retire and then you decide to follow Christ.
不要说等到你退休才去决定跟从耶稣。
This is the day.
今日就是日子。 去跟从耶稣。
Jesus said this, for many I tell you will seek to enter and will not be able.
主耶稣讲俾我哋听，有好多人，佢哋想入去却不能。
Meaning that there could be the time could either be Christ's second coming or when you pass away.
呢个系话有可能响主第二次嚟嘅时候，或者你嘅过世呢个选择就唔再存在。
Let me take a step back. That passage means there will eventually come a time when the opportunity to be saved will be taken away from you.
就是说有可能有一个时间你的选择会被拿走。
And that time could, as I said, Christ's second coming or when you pass away from this life.
这个时间有可能是主的第二次再来或者人的过世。
So today,If you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
如果今日你听到神嘅声音，唔好硬起心肠。
If you're not in Christ today, then repent and trust Christ as your Lord and Savior.
如果今日你仲唔系基督徒，咁你要赶快悔改，将神领入嚟做你嘅救主。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son.That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
因为神爱世人，他甚至给了他的独生子，让所有信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
神将他的儿子送来这个世界，不是为了问罪，而是为了要救世人通过他。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in him, does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
因为所有不相信他的人都会受到谴责，因为他不相信耶稣是神唯一的独生子。
So the lesson is, we have learned is that there are two gates, two ways,Two destinations and two groups of people.
我们今天学到的就是说那里有两个门、两条路、两个结局和两群不同的人。
The beginning of Jesus' conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount boils down to this simple truth.
在山上耶稣的讲道里面最主要的结论就是这一个真理。
Jesus is drawing the line as clearly as possible between the way that leads to destruction and the way that leads to life.
耶稣将两条不同的道路在我们面前画得很清楚，一条是通向灭亡，一条是通向永生。
He does not provide us a third option.
他没有给第三个选择。
There are no middle grounds in our allegiance and commitment to Jesus.
在信仰里面没有第三个中间的地带。
He does not give us the alternative option to be passive and indecisive.
他没有给我们这个选择是可以被动和寡断。
There is no partial commitment.
我们不可以一半地相信。
He is demanding us to choose between life and death.
他要求我们选择永生或者死亡。
And there are only two ways for us to relate to Christ. And either we are with Jesus or we are against Jesus.
我们面前只有两个选择，我们是跟从耶稣或者反对耶稣。
Either we follow him completely as a disciple or we do not follow him completely.
我们或者是完全地跟从他做门徒，或者我们完全不跟从他。
If you have not chosen to follow Jesus, then you are by default against him, and you are his enemy.
如果你没有选择跟从耶稣，那你自然就变成是没有跟从他，你就成为了他的敌人。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 3 makes it very clear that you are dead in the trespasses and sins,You are following the evil one, and you are by nature a child of wrath.
在以弗所书二章一到三节说，你在犯罪里面是死的，如果你跟从邪恶，你就是愤怒的孩子。
It's very, very clear. It's either you're a Christian or you're not a Christian.
可以很清楚地说，你一是是基督徒，或者你不是。
You're either a child of God or you're a child of the evil one.
你或者是神的儿子，或者你会是邪恶的儿子。
You're either spiritually alive or you're spiritually dead.
你一是是死亡，或者是信仰里面有永生。
But if you have chosen to enter the narrow gate and follow Christ, then rest assured that Jesus, who is the good shepherd, he will lead you to heaven no matter how hard the road may be, so long as you follow in his footsteps.
如果你是选择了窄门和跟随主耶稣，那你就应该很放心，因为主耶稣他是好牧羊人，他会带你经过，无论这条路有多难，都只有你跟从他的脚步，你就会去到永生。
He will shower you with blessings.
他会为你祝福。
He will reward you in heaven.
他会带你上天堂。
Following Christ is what gives us joy as Christians. It gives us joy and purpose and meaning in life.
跟随主耶稣作为一个基督徒会带给我们喜乐。
Because the one whom Christians follow knows exactly how life ought to be lived.
因为我们的神知道人生应该是怎样的。
And it's all written here in this book, the scriptures, the Bible.
所有的意义都在这本圣经里面。
But,As Christians, we also have the responsibility to warn others and to enter the narrow gate and to tell others about the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel.
作为基督徒，我们也都有责任讲给其他的人听神的话语。
So this morning, how would you respond to this message?
那今天大家会怎样回答这个信息呢？
How would you respond to Jesus' sermon?
你怎样回应耶稣的讲道？
Are you walking the right way that leads to heaven?
你是不是在通向天堂的正确的路上？
Are you following the only one who can lead you to everlasting life?
你是不是跟从这个唯一可以带你去永生的人？
This morning, have you decided to follow Jesus?
今天你有没有决定跟从耶稣？
Will you choose to enter by the narrow gate that only leads to heaven?
你有没有选择去天堂的唯一的道路？
Or will you by default choose to remain in the wide gate and the easy road that leads to destruction?
或者你会默认地选择那条阔的路，容易的路，引向灭亡？
What is your choice this morning?
你的选择是什么？
The choice is yours.
这个选择是你来做。
Let me pray.
我来大家现在祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父，
Thank you for your word.
感谢你的话语。
Please speak to us.
请跟我们讲话。
We need to hear from you.
我们要听从你的话语。
And if we hear your voice to follow you this morning, let us not harden our hearts.
如果我们今天听到你的话语，不要硬起心肠。
Oh Lord, please help us.
主啊，请你帮助我们。
May we follow you for the rest of our lives.
求你帮助我们永远地跟从你。
Oh Lord, please speak to us, speak to those who don't know you, and even challenge us for those of us who do know you.
主，请你同那些还未认识你的人讲话，也都同我们基督徒讲话。
And may we be bold to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
让我们勇敢地传播福音，
calling everyone to repent of their sins and to enter the narrow gate.
邀请大家放弃他们的罪而跟从耶稣入那个闸门，
This I pray in Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.